AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump rolls out his immigration policy today, but first, a quick, unexpected trip to Mexico. Trump will visit today at the invitation of President Enrique Peña Nieto. Then tonight, he'll reveal the details of his immigration plan. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
Trump bulldozed through the GOP primary field by promising a hard line on illegal immigration, and his supporters chant "build the wall" at just about every one of his campaign events. But recently, he has sent conflicting signals about whether he's now softening his approach, which includes the mass deportation of the millions of people in the U.S. illegally. This is Democratic Congressman Javier Becerra.
That's always been his agenda, because it's true to who he is.
Trump will speak in Arizona, a state with a growing percentage of Latino voters that Mitt Romney easily won. Polls suggest the race there is tightening. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Senators Marco Rubio and John McCain easily won their primaries in Florida and Arizona yesterday, as did Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was recently forced out as head of the Democratic National Committee. A tropical storm warning's been issued for a section of Florida's Gulf Coast as a tropical depression approaches. The winds are only about 35 miles per hour now, but the Hurricane Center expects this to morph into a stronger tropical storm later today. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn.
We are equipped and ready to go in the event of what I think will be largely a major rain incident.
On North Carolina's Outer Banks, forecasters expect up to 5 inches of heavy rain as this storm blows by. The Islamic State group says its spokesman has been killed in Syria. Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was the strategist behind the militants' attacks on the West. This is AP Radio News. Singer Chris Brown has been released from jail in Los Angeles after posting $250,000 bail. We ask our Andrew Dalton to find out what this is all about.
Police really won't confirm anything about what happened other than they got a report and he has been arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon.
We are hearing that a woman at his home had called for help. Model Bailey Curran says Chris Brown pointed a gun at her face.
Bailey Curran told the Los Angeles Times he was in a rage, screaming at her and pulled a gun on her. She has no idea what spurred it, she says, and she wasn't allowed to leave the house at first. People wanted her to sign a non-disclosure agreement before she left.
Police say Chris Brown barricaded himself in his home for nearly 14 hours before he was taken into custody. The first commercial flight to Cuba in more than 50 years leaves Fort Lauderdale this morning for Santa Clara, reestablishing regular air service between the U.S. and Cuba. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.